Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, listening audience. Hey, it's a beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. And you're listening to Home-Based Business 101. You know our Sunday show is called The Gospel of Working from Home. This is your host, Baba Jahi, and hey, I want to thank you for tuning in. And I want to thank the 19,990 listeners that have tuned in to a show here on Home-Based Business 101. Hey, this truly is listener-supported radio, and we want to thank our listeners, and we know that probably by the time today's show is over with, when we come back on the air during the week, that we'll be cracked at 20,000 listener range. And so, I mean, that just says a lot to us here at the Movements Unlimited Group, which is responsible for this show. As you know, this is our business outreach show. And today, you know, we're going to talk today on the show, we're going to talk about dreams and goals and those things. I'm not going to get that much into product and company today, but just talk to you about dreams and goals, because, you know, whatever we're doing, we need to have those and have a means of making it happen, you know, making it happen, having those dreams. And then you have to learn how to turn your dreams into goals, and then how to turn those goals into reality. I heard somebody say once before, the difference between a dream and a goal is that a goal is a dream with a deadline. Check that out now. A goal is a dream with a deadline. So, you know, you have a dream of something. Where does the dream come from? And you get that dream, that vision, and then you set a goal to it. That means you put a deadline on attaining it. Now, before getting into some of my content this morning, you know, I want to read you a quote from the late Dr. Benjamin Elijah Mays. And, you know, he was chairman emeritus at Morehouse College. And this is something he used to always drive home to people. He said, "It must be borne in the mind that the tragedy of life doesn't lie in not reaching your goal. The tragedy lies in having no goal to reach. It isn't a calamity to die with dreams unfulfilled, but it is a calamity not to dream. It's not a disaster to be unable to capture your ideal, but it is a disaster to have no ideal to capture. It's not a disgrace not to reach for the stars, but it is a disgrace to have no stars to reach for. Not failure, but low aim is a sin." Check out what he just said there. You know, you got to aim for something in life, people. We need to really be aiming for something in life. We need to make sure that we're on target and on point and aiming for the things that we want to accomplish in our life. And so this morning, you know, we want to get into that. First point we want to get to is, become aware of your personal dream or calling, then decide to pursue it. Too often we run away from our dreams. We talk, you know what? We talk ourselves out of most things. You get a vision and you say, "I can't do that." Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you believe you can't, or you believe you can, you're right. You know why? Because the mind is only going to follow what you give it. So if you tell your mind you can't do something, your mind will say, "Well, hey, you already said you can't do it, so I'm going to make sure that you can't do it." If your mind says, in your mind, if you tell yourself you can do something, then your mind is going to find a way to do it. It's that simple. It really is. You know, too often, though, we don't believe it's that simple. We believe that it's, you know, we look at people and say, wow, they were just lucky. No, no. See, a person told me this also a long time ago. What we call luck is when preparation and opportunities pass across one another. See, when you prepare for something, see, understand this, people. God ain't going to lay nothing on your heart that God knows you can't achieve. But, see, it's on you to answer the calling. See, God can lay it on your heart, but you got to answer the calling. You got to be the one to make the move. It's like this. Too many people live in this place, a land that we want to talk about. And, you know, I'm reading this real good book called The Dream Giver by Bruce Wilkinson. And, you know, people live in the land of familiar where they become ordinary. And living in the land of familiar and being ordinary, people get scared to leave the land of familiar to become extraordinary. You know, and too often, as a person used to tell me a long time ago, Art Williams, too many people want to stay average and ordinary and do average and ordinary things and then complain about what they see other people have. I can never do that. Oh, they, you know, you're just lucky. You're just blessed. Yes, they are blessed. You know what they're blessed with? They're blessed with the mindset and the ability to follow their dream and answer their calling. Remember what I started off with the late, great Dr. Benjamin Elijah May said, not failure, but low aim is the sin, see? He said, you know, hey, you might not reach your dream, but if you don't have a dream to reach for, you're not going anywhere. I remember one time in New Orleans, I was in an organization, and we were selling memberships. We was building an economic development company called Harambe Survival Committee. For those who know the word, in Kiswahili, Harambe means let's all pull together. And I remember one night we did the presentation. We had to go across the river to Algiers because New Orleans is divided by the Mississippi River. And so we was over in Algiers, and we had a presentation due, and this lady came from the projects. And membership now was $25. And, you know, this lady, you know, basically she was struggling, but she put up her membership so she could get one of our discount membership cards. And she says, you know, my budget's really, really tight. I really don't have this $25 to spare. She says, but I'm going to join. She said, because if nothing else, you gave me hope for one night. People out there looking for hope. And some of us working, you know, like I said, a lot of people listen to show network marketing and whatever. Those of us that are blessed to be able to share opportunities with people, you don't know what kind of hope people are looking for. So it's very important to see the good in those people and help bring it out and help them become aware of their dream and their calling and then help them be able to pursue it. See, because I'm going to tell you another little secret for all you networkers out there. If the person that you bring into business doesn't have a big why, I don't care what you do. They ain't going nowhere, see. You can do all of the training you want. You can give them all of the calls to be on. You can talk to them about this, that, and the other. It's about them. It's about their why. And then being able to talk to them about their why, not the product, not the company, their why, and encouraging them the same as your why you have to pursue it. See, and which leads to the next piece, face the fear as you leave your comfort zone. See, because in order to accomplish your goal, you're going to have to leave a comfort zone. Ooh, you're going to have to leave a comfort zone. And too often, see, we don't want to leave the comfort zone. That's why on this show, you know, we've had different people on here that have shared some very valuable information with us at times. I mean, you know, if you go back and you listen to the show where Regina Christian from Mentoring for Free talked about the 30-day mental cleanse, that's helped me leave a comfort zone. You know, getting away from the television. And, you know, remember this. I had a friend that used to work for us in our culture center in Baltimore. He used to tell the children all this. He used to break television down. Tell lie vision. Check it out now. Tell lie vision. He tell lies and he mess with your vision, you know. Half the stuff on TV is nothing more than propaganda to keep you what? In a comfort zone. To keep you in a comfort zone. And guys out there, I mean, you know, I'm a big sports buff too, but we got to understand this. Why do they have these sports that go, basically you go from baseball to basketball to football, and then for those that maybe, you know, into hockey, to keep your mind occupied on, quote-unquote, your team. You don't make no money off the team. You don't get none of the team's revenue, but your team. Yeah, my team lost today. Oh, boy, my team, you know, I mean, we talk about it like we the owners of the team. Like we Jerry Jones. You know, if you're going to feel that, if you're going to act that way, you need to have Jerry Jones money. See? But we get caught up into that. And so sometimes people ask me, say, you mean you're going to miss the football game to go do such and such? I love football. But I love me more than I love football. And I always can take, as a person told me a long time ago, if I really want to see it that bad, I can stick a tape in a VCR or a DVD player and hit it for record when the time of the game come on, go handle my business and watch it later. So leaving a comfort zone is so important that you have to learn how to leave your comfort zones. And there's going to be something as you leave the comfort zone, you know, you're going to encounter opposition from those around you, your family, your friends. They're going to say, I don't know what's up with you. You sure acting strange lately. See, you sure acting strange lately. I mean, you know, my wife on her show, you know, she had shared with you, like, you know, when she worked at Social Security, when she worked a job, you know, and she would go look at the board and see the tests for promotions or, you know, grade increases. And she said friends would ask her, you know, pick up an application for me. And she'd be like, go get your own application if you really want to apply for the position. To people lazy. They're going to, you know, people don't want to leave comfort zones, and those that are around you want to try to keep you in that comfort zone. You talk about, you know, hey, I got this big dream. I want to do such and such. And they look at you, what you tripping about? You know you can't do that. You got to be able to know how to encounter that opposition. And, you know, the opposition that hurts the most is when it comes from those that are closest to you. See, and one of the things, a book I'm studying with Mark Yarnell, and he says is that, you know, some people you can't avoid, but you better know how to set boundaries. In other words, you can't avoid some of your family members. I mean, I love some of my family members very dearly, you know. And the thing that I get from studying is, you know, as Mark says, is that, okay, now, since these people are my family, and I'm not going to excommunicate them from my family because they're not into what I'm into, but I know I have to set boundaries so that they're, as Art used to say, and again, when I say this, I'm not putting my family members down, but so they're stinking thinking, don't mess up my vision. See, they ain't there yet. Or as Ayanna Van Zandt says, their level of awareness, you know, if we want to clean it up some, you know, their level of awareness is not the same as my level of awareness. And so I can't let their maldevelopment, because I used to use the word undeveloped, but as one of my board members said, no, a better term is maldevelopment. Their maldevelopment does not allow them to see what I see. And so I can't let that maldevelopment impact me and what I see. You know, it's like a song I used to have out. It was a rap song. And, you know, it was interesting, you know, and I think about the lyrics. It says, you're blind, baby, you're blind, baby. You don't see what I see. See, and, you know, and too often, you know, we, as we move to fulfill our dream and our callings, is that we have these people that are blind. And they don't see what we see. And so they want to pull you into what they see. See, because what they see is what they see. But what we see is not what we see. See, the saying goes like this. I know it sounds like, you know, like a tongue twister here. Don't believe in what you see, but see what you believe. See, if you believe that you're going to be able to achieve, then you have to see it before you achieve it. That's the only way it's going to happen. I tell you, you know, I'm a sports person. I play tennis. That's the game that I play and have learned how to master. I see victory before the match is over. I visualize what it's going to be like to win. And I have done that and have won tournaments. Now, sometimes I've lost tournaments. I run into a player that just, hey, wow, they just had it all going that day. But I still was visualizing winning. Other than that, I wouldn't have been able to compete. But, I mean, I've also have gotten to the finish line more times than, you know, other people. And, you know, I have people that always used to ask me when they would see me play or be in a tournament. And they were like, wow, Jahi, man, how'd you pull that off? I believed I was going to win. And I saw me winning. And I saw myself getting the trophy. I saw myself in the finals. I start off on a tournament. You know, they said, wow, you're going to have to play. If you get to the third round, you're going to have to play so-and-so. Hey, so-and-so can get beat, too. So I ain't worried about him. You know, I study his game, figure out how to attack his game, and how to go and do what I need to do. And that's what we have to do also in life is that, see, if you want to get away from those that you encounter to bring opposition to you, then you got to figure out your game plan so that their thinking, their way of life does not hold you back. And Les Brown says it like this: when you're ready to make change, you're going, like in an airplane, you're going to go through some turbulence, which leads to the next thing. How to endure a season of difficulty that tests your faith. Woo, you're going to have some tests of faith. You're going to, this is a faith walk. People, when you go to fulfill your dream, it's a faith walk. And you're going to have to know how to endure the tests that come at you to see how bad you really want it. See, how bad do you really want it? You know, it's like you were saying, why I got to go through this? Why I got to go through this? The tests are means of cleansing to help you shed the things that's always been holding you back. See, we're born for greatness, but we get involved in things that hold us back. And we have to shed those things in order to move forward. So you're going to get tested. See, but that's good. I'm going to tell you why that's good, people. There can be no testimony without a test. See, you can't give a testimony to something if you haven't been tested. So you have to go through the test. That's part of the faith walk. The next thing is learn the importance of surrender and consecration to God. How do you surrender? See, that's another piece that's so important. Is just, hey, wow, God, I don't know why, you know, but I'm not going to try to do this my way. I'm going to do it thy way. Or is there a saying that says, don't lean upon my own understanding. See, some things you ain't going to understand along the way. You just got to follow the faith and follow what you hear in your heart and that quiet time when God is talking to you. Don't lean upon your own understanding. If I had leaned upon my own understanding in certain endeavors, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I wouldn't be where I'm at today because my own understanding would have been, Jahi, you do it this way. This would make sense to me. See, but you're learning a new life. You're learning a new way to live, a new way to be a better you. Again, I said, all goes back to something that everyone talks to people about when you in, you know, you get involved in a home-based business. Your why? Why do you want the business? It can't be just to make a bunch of money. See, I know for some of us, if we start off, you know, I'm getting this because I can make a lot of money. And then what? Mark Yarnell tells a story that, you know, hey, he rose fast. And, you know, he originally got involved in network marketing because he came from a family of writers. And he wanted, you know, that was his original goal. He said, then he started making so much money, he forgot his original goal. And he had to go through finding himself over again after going through alcohol rehab and other stuff. He talked about, you know, hey, he moved out of the country. Figured if he would be around another group of people, he could start getting himself together. He said, but he found out that booze was booze. It's because he could buy more expensive booze. He said booze was booze, and if you're drunk, you're drunk. See, he says that about himself, not me saying that about him. He said, but the point was this. He made so much money, he lost focus of why he originally got involved for what he was doing. He got involved with what he was doing because he needed the passive income to have the time to be a writer. And now he's fulfilling that. He needed the passive income in order to have the time to be a writer. So when they say surrender to God, you know, you asking God to help bless you, overcome and achieve something, and then you got to be able to know how to surrender so that you do not lose focus of why you're getting involved in what you're doing in the first place. And number six, how to fight the giants that stand between you and the fulfillment of your dream. You're going to have giants that's going to come, you know, hey, just like in that story about David and Goliath, you know, there's going to be a giant that stands between you. How do you fight that giant? Again, don't lean upon your own understanding. You know, if what you're doing is good, just lean on the good. God will bless you and help you find a way to fight them giants, or some people say them demons. And when they appear, they might even appear in your own family members. And that's a rough one there, you know, when you see a family member who's doing everything in their power to pull you down when it should be lifting you up. And, you know, too often that knocks people out of the box because they say, well, I don't want to go against my family. Well, hey, I love my family, but when it comes to what I want to achieve, I got to do what I got to do. I remember one time, and this is deep, you know, I mean, one time, you know, we was in a family discussion, and I told my sisters, I said, you know, hey, I love y'all. I said, but let's not use the word family unless we're going to use it in a positive way, because other than that, y'all just my biological associates. Oh, boy, did they get hot. We just your biological associates. I said, yeah, because y'all don't act like family to me. So I don't want to use that word. I said, there you go again, being intellectual. I said, no, I operationalize words. I said, and when we act like a family, I'll use that term. But until then, you biological associates. Yeah, I did that to them back in the late 70s, early 80s, you know. But what it did, it stimulated a dialogue. They was angry and hot at first, but it stimulated a dialogue that has improved our relationship as a family. But if I hadn't took that stand, we'd still be using the word and haven't operationalized it. So you're going to have giants and demons that are going to stand between you and your dream. And like I said, sometimes they will appear in your own family members. Last point, then I'm going to go to the phone line, is you want to be able to reach your full potential as you achieve your dream and bring honor to God. See, what I always say this, you know, and I got this from another person in my company. And they said that I'm building my business to a level that the world has never seen. All for the glory of God. See, because if you got to keep that in front of you, because if not, you can make a lot of money and become twisted. Then what would that mean? See, I don't want to make a lot of money and become twisted. I'm doing what I'm doing all for the glory and the honor of God, to be a blessing to family, friends, and my community. And again, you know, my definition of family has got to be, you know, hey, you know, those of you that and my people in my family know that they're strung out on dope and whatever. I ain't giving you no money to go buy no more heroin. You know, my family members that are doing great, some of my nieces and nephews that are in college, I want to be able to encourage them, not only encourage them, but be able to, you know, be able to bless them with special gifts. See, those that's got problems in their life, had the money to be able to put them in a proper rehab program and hope they can get their life together. But that's, you know, the purpose. It's all for the glory and honor of God. I'm going to go to the phone line as we get ready to wrap up here and get a couple comments. First person I'll bring up is, I recognize this number, Ruth. I know you said you was on the road. You got a moment or two to add a comment.
Good morning. How you doing, Baba Jahi?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic and just feeling good and feeling the spirit this morning.
Yes, you are on fire today. And I'm really enjoying this. I'm with my daughter and her friend. We're on our way to Austin, Texas. They have their beautician, so they're going to a stylist. She corrected me. Her stylist. They're going to a convention, and I'm going to just tag along with them today and tomorrow and just enjoy my new lifestyle, my new freedom lifestyle in the network marketing industry.
Okay.
We're enjoying your word today, and Allison just said high five you on the what was it, Allison? What was it? The associate, Baba Jahi, what did you say? The biological associate.
Yeah.
We just broke that down further.
Family can't just be a loose word that we use loosely.
Exactly. That's very powerful. But we're going to say even in some of our families, they're just biological acquaintances. So we even broke it down a little further.
All right.
But I'm going to just say this here. I really enjoy stressing, going on in spite of everything that comes against you, and you're blessed to be a blessing. And what gave me the endurance to go on was my faith was greater than my fears.
All right.
So that's what we have to contribute this morning, and just keep up the positive work you're doing. Love you guys.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
641-212-641. Who's that on the line? Okay. All right, people, as we wrap up, we have, you know, 2 minutes left, and again, you know, fulfill your dreams, and, you know, I'm going to close out with my theme song and, you know, really listen to the lyrics. And every day is your time. Make it your time. You know, the song's called It's My Time. My time to fulfill my destiny. You know, that's what life is about. Remember what Benjamin Elijah May said. Not failure, but low aim is a sin. So aim high. Shoot for the stars, and if you land on the moon, you still got further than you was going. And with that said, I'm going to bring up my theme song. It's my time. It's your time. It's our time. God bless you. Until next time, be talking to you soon. Come on.
We hope you enjoyed the success song's original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day.